Today is April 13th, 2024, and this is the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Woman accused of having moonshine. Mrs. F. Howard of the Fern Blossom, 908.5 J Street, was arrested by a squad of dry officers last night after they had found a pint of moonshine said to have been kept for sale at the piano. Mrs. Howard deposited $100 bail at police headquarters and will be tried before Police Judge Charles W. Smith today. Sergeant I.H. Bagley and Patrolman Dave Johnston of the Hoquiam Police Department and Deputy Sheriff T.M. Quinn made the arrest. In other news, Klein on Harbor ready for Krejci. Gene Klein, one of the two men to have defeated Ted Krejci since the Hoquiam welterweight reached the top rank of Northwest fighters, arrived in Aberdeen yesterday and at 3 o'clock went through a brisk workout at the headquarters of the Grace Harbor Athletic Club in preparation for his return match with Krejci at the Grand Theater Monday night. He is accompanied by his manager, Burt McLeod. He will repeat his workout this afternoon at 3 o'clock, and a large number of ring fans will be on hand to watch the performance. In seeing him perform, they will witness one of the most expensive pieces of fighting bric-a-brac ever imported to Grace Harbor, as Klein has been guaranteed more coin of the realm than any fighter ever brought here, according to Nick Randich, promoter. Prospects are that the smoker will be a success, however, as the fans are anxious to see whether or not Krejci really met his master in the California Flash and will start supporting a card that has been arranged for tonight. In the city and county news, William Ellison, 6-year-old son of Mr. and Mrs. D.G. Ellison of 528 4th Street, narrowly escaped injury last evening when another wagon he was racing was struck by an automobile driven by W.E. Shelton of 1348 Chenault Avenue. Clifford Barrows, who has until recently been employed as a chauffeur for May Moore, leaves today for one of Polson's camps where he has secured a job. Wyckoff Brothers have recently installed a larger and more commodious shoe-shining stand, which adds greatly to the appearance of the place, and so the comfort of their patrons. Mrs. S.M.B. Packman, 2801 Simpson Avenue, reported to police yesterday morning that sometime during the previous night a car had backed through the barbed wire fence around her place and destroyed rose bushes and cut up a large lawn. The high school baseball team held a 5-inning practice game with the Hoquiam City team last night, after which the boys on the regular team were given a stiff workout by Coach Rocky. 16 members of the Olympians hiked to Grace Harbor City Friday evening at 7 o'clock and returned about 10:30 after building a large beechwood bonfire and enjoyed what they termed a very beautiful evening. And finally, Pete Moen, who has been working at Donovan Corkery Camp 3, reported that while working there, a man known to him entered his bunkhouse, stealing a Knights of Columbus ring and cutting his clothes into shreds. The man, whose motive in ruining the clothes, was not known unless he held a grudge against Moen, returned the ring to the owner through another man several days ago. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on April 13, 1924. The Polson is excited to welcome you back to your community's history museum to see all the changes we've made during our winter closure with the launching of 3 new exhibits that explore transportation, maritime, and manufacturing history here on the harbor. The centerpiece exhibit, The Spectacular Vanishes, When Horses Left the Harbor, takes an in-depth look at first 3 decades of the last century when true horsepower gave way to mechanized horsepower. The museum is open Wednesdays to Saturdays 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.